Yeah, for that introduction. It's an honor to be reading under the umbrella of those introductions and with those dedications. I hope to measure up to them. It is a luxury to have a full half hour of reading, so it's possible to convey something of a part of some work. So I'm going to read from both of the books I have published and from a new project. And I like to start my readings with, are you hearing me okay?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
With reading from Gravity Matters. And the title of this opening poem is Where Authority Lies. And it is dedicated to Stanley Milgram. And some of you may be familiar with Stanley Milgram's work. In the 60s, he was an experimental social psychologist who set up an experiment in which naive subjects came into a situation in which they were to teach collaborators of the experimenter nonsense syllables and to provide electric shocks when they made errors. And the electric shocks, which were phony shocks, were labeled from sort of mild shock to dangerous to potentially lethal. So this poem is dedicated to Stanley Milgram, and I haven't quite in the light of the last events and the dedication that Deanna made, I haven't quite written the next few stanzas. We know who fired the shot, and we now know on whose command, in whose vernacular, Dudley George was condemned. And for what? What flames on the Catherine wheel? Where does it settle? In Stanley's mirror, we did as we were told. Undaunted by lab coats and ivy, only a few refused, and the scientists quarreled. When the daisy chains wilted on the guns, and our careers trussed us tight to the scaffolds, we forgot Stanley. Now he offers the mirror, from photographs, smudged, dog collar, electric death spire to genitals, eyeballs, tongues, witness, retrace the waste of teenager, Shadane Aron, death by dragging, the elite airborne in Mogadishu. And Corporal Sandra Perron in Bosnia, shoeless snow body, tied and pistol whip, toughening, claimed her commander. Who is watching after Stanley? Another short piece from Dudley Matters. One, in the mangrove forest and the desert, water seems without edge. Two, the snow cap melts, ownership inserts itself where nothing was. Three, shifting boundaries generate new refugees, checkpoints simply move. Four, during the screech, before the burst, each soldier counts. Between thunder and lightning, there is no between. What I mean to say, speed matters. Now, Skein of Days, my second book from Peddler Press in 2014, is the skein of public language running through my own life in the second half of the 20th century. It is inspired by Christian Boltanski, a French conceptual artist, who cut together Paris newsreel footage from his birthday starting in 1943. I started with that, using headlines, tables of contents, top 10 song titles, and shot through with snippets of physics language and lines from English language GG poetry winners. I was probing the warp and weft of language, and then perhaps the twill in some places, constructed closer to a lyric mode. Skein of Days. There is a spectacle, and something is added to history, and louder than. if in time. The hidden, the obscure, fall, outside, sweet to dark, surround, audible, barely, discernible, manifest, and something is added to history. Headline, line reverberates, jitters and pucks, enlarges, rearranges, mangles, and afterwards, words, and something is added to history. Drop links, frag drive, reveal discrete fact, text, unlooped, left space, felt carapace, vulnerable, losses, fumbles random, and something is added to history. Traps charge, quench spark, repel into known, perimeter is no less real for having not been felt. Fasten charge across windows and the history of layers itself. Days, months, years accumulate in torrent or trickle into streams or ponds, propel another gravity, tumbling occasionally, placid silt to clearer vehicles. Hold open parentheses in perpetuity, scars less visible than hair color and height trace generations. Their catastrophe, our hindsight, and something is added to history. Just a couple of pieces where the headlines are prominent. 1960, insurgent colonials surrender in Algiers, lead barricades after 8 days, army pressures credited. Blame Syria, active bound state resistance, Israel elms will wither by moral accident. Running Bear women, Negro scurrying, man mine boycott, its step sees in the Nkrumah in London, this gill that slumps and slumps, midway violation. Fly specked and dim, my lighthouse signals when no steps could grind. Margaret Addison. All the newspaper sky squints for Aswan Dam, Nasser builds, weekend kill mishaps, 32, and smilers stroll the tunnel of love. Reds, U.S. locked in fierce battle, fighting critical, many points as American rush troops to Saigon, all along the watchtower. Time energy, relations collapse, equations violate the uncertainty relations. Terror in the streets, the agony of war is equally felt on both sides. South Vietnam commander and family gunned down by Reds. Viet Cong officers executed by a Saigon police chief sitting on the dock. Then let us compare mythologies. I've learned my elaborate lie of soaring crosses and poisoned thorns. Leonard Cohen. Human rights draft unveiled. Ain't nothing like the real thing. Hidden variables need not remain hidden. Greek junta accused of torture in prisons. Now a piece that comes directly out of my own history. My own history as the grandchild and great-grandchild of Treaty 6 unsettlers in Alberta. I was being trained as a psychologist in the 60s, and as part of that training, I was sent into the north, poorly equipped, to do assessments in residential schools. And this is part of my learning and unlearning my complicity. Hay River, Yellowknife, Fort Chippewyan, Fort McMurray, Fort Smith. Valley challenged psychologists to go north, produce essential knowledge, unique human laboratory. Psychiatrist, British. Social worker, child of Holocaust survivors. Training psychologist, liberal, unsettler, assimilated stock. Raven matrices, Stanford BNA, unlatched bits, splayed story sequences, colored runway blocks, gravel runway, correct test, strength, norming of righteous, trap-like families, trapped, mourn, unique human laboratory. Cloaked, dumb, runaway expertise, one-way blast arrogance, trudged runway, swept by wind, grounded Friday night, Johnny Walker ally, Kevin could not stay another night in rooms behind cafe, Great Slave Lake, did we think to ask? Slaves, slaving, unquote, dumb, unique human laboratory. I's and E's and M's and non-I's. E's differ very little from Southern norms, perceptual skills and performance scales almost as high among I's and M people. Lack of sex differences in these skills among E's, socialization and role requirements, Northern cognitive style, Northern personality, Reagan matrices stand culturally reduced. I's perform creditably well, slightly lower than W's on Western-derived and biased tests. IMs and E's each have a distinct culture and language. English is the language of instruction. I's traditional intellectual development has prepared Northern P's reasonably well for our notions of education. 12 children, stoic by day, and we now know it by night, monosyllabic with nice lady psychologist, blank. Puzzles, trinkets, wide-eyed deadpan, watcher watch, mumbling point, string of text, human laboratory. Consequences in between, opportunity classes, monopoly fur trading, traditionalist missions, police, colonial pillar of the empire, this paternalistic troika, barely fact-based, screening and sorting, reliability, more than face validity, laboratory. Vague egg of institutional complicity, abuts professional insouciance, stumbles of fatigue of inner ignorance, haunt turns to anger, what is to be done? Habits of perceptual inferences alter with enculturation, so that the susceptibility to certain illusions approaches that of Western perceivers. I housing overcrowded, share bed, sometimes cared for, uncared for, non-I share room, not bed, privacy usually clean, I food inadequate, school lunches lacking, non-I seldom hungry, adequately prepared, I few books, toys, records, non-I often overabundance of toys, I children left free to create and explore, non-I child watched and controlled, constant interaction and feedback, I conversations limited, imitate mother and father, non-I teach children school skills, urge child to walk early, I conversation limited, monosyllabic, custom sometimes to demand silence, non-I detailed answers, conversations unlimited, I father may be absent, non-I usually stable. Hawthorne prepared a scoop, ran away. Finally, from Skate, introduce doubt. Run a knife between the tree of memory and the bark of history. Artists build models of mind, create lines to send back to the angels. My shirt sleeve turned inside day out from night melt yesterday tomorrow, and my far eye can't angle my close eye. The photo of my sister in the wrong box. I don't have a sister. Who is she mourning? The slippery beast returns. Cyclical, cynical, or not. Life in nanoshots reel backwards. One photo turns up adjacent to the next. Sleeves dangle in days over the cities, not quite grid, not quite enervated, backbone, skin of days, prickles and chase. I produce an accidental nation. Deliberate citizen produces self as Canadian. Writer in geography. Miss my own origin, the accidental Canuck. Every event has multiple trajectories, selves and selves lost sleeves, retrieved, destroyed, recouped. No keys, no phone, locked door, no mirrors, no memory. Ran away, toward. Now, I have moved to try to understand something of the formation of this history of mine, ours perhaps. And I'm preoccupied with larger ruptures and fissures in my own learning and consciousness, examining, going back to what happened in 1942, where did that come from, and how did that imprint us, and what conditioned it. This is a work in progress, which I've only read pieces of before in public. So, here you go, it's a debut. No line in time. If the newborn universe has been agitated by gravitational waves, the cosmos would be stretched in one direction and compressed in a perpendicular direction. But there is no evidence of this. If the universe were expanding at different speeds along different axes, some directions would have stretched longer than others, but there is no evidence of this. With no evidence to the contrary, we hold directionless, and time that exists within time makes truth calming, inserts Shi'ai into history as a homunculus in the wake of Hitler's ghost. I was born in 1946. I'm using Shi'ai to refer to my own learning and to refer to the various personages that have embodied various parts of this learning. Child of the unsettlers who claimed empty lands with empty pockets, empty belly, grasped history poorly, grasped cartography and rule by surveyor, mapping empty quarter section by section, by township, only gradually winds the mind backward when now is incomprehensible, and tribal warfare explanations fail, and writing Shi'ai is fraught without history, without entering herself in. As though from Columbus's eyepiece, trained astern, Shi'ai summons rooms and laws and libraries, and poetry sprouting from gardens and squares and fountains, commingling red and white arches, Hebrew, Latin, and Arabic text, incised or in relief, minarets and steeples, temples, Navarre, Aragon, Galicia, Abbasid, Umayyad, Berber, Almoravid, forays of conquest, jagged amongst, between and stare, lands fall away. Romance in Hebrew and Arabic, cadences frivolous and sacred, flourish with experiment, observation, verification. Thoracia inspires hair of the dog, materia medica from Latin to from Greek to Latin, rendered to Arabic. Routes from the south, recycled Roman columns in the Mesquita, arches for the fugitive prince, more conquest warriors now from the north, portend major recycling efforts, rich families, a bell tower on top of the minaret, holy water, the cathedral is sanctified, refined by the monstrance, held in gold and silver flower from conquest, perhaps from Guanajuato, where the altar is merely indeterminate wood and wealth earns a seat of carved mahogany, memorializing conquest. Commemoration without bodies, separate memories without survivors, perhaps revivers, edge to knowing, without understanding, 6 centuries of forgetting with live violin and bass weaving letter poets, hallelujah, into the renovated conquest gates. Shi'ai might have huddled in the women's balcony while penitents entered or behind an arch, baking bread while the rat chewed through the heretical's innards, or in the sacristy daring to caress a luscious vestment, fancifully smoothing a transparent, always a body precarious in private or public. Thank you.